Five ways to feed your faith with Reverend David Shosanya. Simplicity, silence and solitude.
I've also discovered that simplicity and silence and solitude help me in my journey in knowing Christ. We're living in a very busy world and nobody wants to be alone. Nobody wants to be isolated and feel as if they're not part of a group. But the spiritual discipline of being alone with God, of being isolated, is about discovering God in a way that you couldn't, or I couldn't discover God in the midst of the crowd. It's about daring to be alone, daring to confront who God is and ourselves in the light of that revelation. For many of us, this is a scary experience because we often live our lives in the crowd. But coming aside to spend time with God allows him to do the deeper work inside of us. Allows him to challenge our perceptions of who he is and at the same time, our perceptions of who we are. It allows him to still what the spiritual writers call the logismoi, the spiritual noises that distract us and blind us from seeing what God is doing and hearing what God is saying. Yes, time alone with God can be scary. At least it can be a challenge. But it's a challenge worth undertaking, because in those quiet places, when we're simple, when we're silent, when we're alone, we can discover God in ways that we can't discover him when we're in a crowd.
Simplicity, silence, and solitude. Five ways to feed your faith with Reverend David Shosanya.